Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, December 16th. Well, the average residential property tax bill in Quincy will be rising by almost $552 next year. The City Council last night adopted the new tax rates for 2026. The residential rate will be going from $11.53 per thousand to $11.78 per thousand. On the median home, valued at $630,000, the annual tax bill will rise by $551.95, or 7.6%. The council agreed to use $2 million in free cash, $3 million from the sale of the IHOP property in Quincy Center, and a $16 million reduction in the budget to help lower the tax rate. The commercial rate will rise from $23.01 per thousand to $23.53 per thousand. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch appeared at the last city council meeting of the year last night to offer his thanks to the outgoing city councilors. Koch praised Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy, Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane, Ward 6 Councilor Bill Harris, Ward 4 Councilor James Devine, Ward 5 Councilor Dan Minton, and councilors at large Nina Liang and Scott Campbell, who did not attend the meeting. Those councilors will be leaving the city council after this year's city election. Kane and Liang did not seek re-election. Koch thanked each of the councilors for their service and also offered a holiday greeting. The outgoing councilors also expressed their thanks to their constituents and to the city. The new city councilors will be sworn in on January 5th. A Quincy man has been charged with first-degree murder for the death of his girlfriend over the weekend. 34-year-old Giovanni Garcia is accused of killing his girlfriend, 26-year-old Atziri Cardenas Toreros. Police were first called to the apartment at 500 Falls Boulevard at about 11 o'clock Saturday night by a caller reporting somebody was dead and somebody else was harming themselves with a knife. Cardenas Toreros and Garcia were both found with stab wounds inside an apartment. Cardenas Toreros was pronounced dead at the scene. Garcia suffered serious injuries and was arraigned from his hospital bed at Boston Medical Center yesterday. He was held without bail and is scheduled for a probable cause hearing on January 14th. Quincy Emergency Management Director Allie Sleeman has been placed on unpaid administrative leave after being arrested last Friday for assaulting a household member and intimidating a witness. The 52-year-old Sleeman was placed on unpaid leave on Saturday. Police also seized a city-owned vehicle from his residence. Sleeman was appointed to lead the Emergency Management Department in 2018. Police are searching for an armed suspect in connection with what they said was a targeted shooting in Canton last night. Canton police and fire responded to Lamplighter Village Apartments at the intersection of Turnpike Street and Stagecoach Road at about 6:40 on a report of a person shot. When officers arrived, first responders found a woman in her 20s who had been shot while sitting in a vehicle. The Canton interim police chief said it appeared a merchandise transaction arranged online went wrong. The victim was treated at the scene, taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Police said their investigation suggests the woman was sitting in the driver's seat of a vehicle parked at the apartment complex waiting to meet someone when a man who was possibly the person she was waiting for approached with a handgun and opened fire in the vehicle. Police said a second person in the passenger seat was not hurt. Suspect took off. He's described as a black-skinned, late teens or early 20s male with a skinny build, about 5'5 to 5'6, clean-shaven, and wearing a black beanie hat. A crash involving an MBTA van and at least one other vehicle is under investigation in Braintree. Crash happened at the intersection of Granite and West Streets at the Five Corners in Braintree late yesterday afternoon and left the ride van on its side. The van driver said another vehicle struck him from behind, causing him to lose control and spin out. Two people had non-life-threatening injuries. The other vehicle left the scene. MBTA police are now investigating. Well, a jury found Brian Walsh guilty of first-degree murder yesterday and the death of his wife, Anna, on New Year's Day 2023 in their Cohasset home. Walsh now faces a sentence of life in prison without parole, and sentencing will happen tomorrow when victim impact statements in the case will be read. A jury of six women and six men deliberated for about 6 hours before coming to a decision. Walsh did not appear to react as the verdict was read. Norfolk County DA Mike Morrissey, who had been criticized for his handling of the Karen Reed trial, said this is the first case he can remember where a first-degree murder conviction was secured without a body. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 41. The NASDAQ fell 137. The S&P lost 10. Shares also tumbled in Asia. The dollar and the euro are lower, and oil at $56 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose to the Pistons 112-105. They'll host Miami Friday night at 7. Tonight, the Bruins take on Utah at the Garden at 7. The National Weather Service forecast today, mostly sunny and a high of 34 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low 21. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high 45. Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 48. And Friday, maybe some showers, but Friday's highs in the upper 50s. Out on the water, waves about a foot, a west wind, 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 8:35 a.m. Sunrise, 7:06, sets at 4:12. A traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open at 8:30 this morning and 11:30 tomorrow morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, December 16th.